You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is painting a bleak picture that COVID-19 may never disappear. WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says it's difficult to predict if and when this disease could be over.
This virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies and we've found the prevention methods, and people don't feel as scared.
But the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program is fearful discrimination is causing damage.
In some way, we're seeing the facilitation of extreme responses in which people are feel empowered to take out their frustrations on individuals who are purely trying to help and help communities. So I think we have to be sensitive to the fact that sometimes this happens because of misunderstanding and lack of information and education, and then other times this is senseless acts of violence and discrimination.
As European countries attempt to revive their struggling economies while stopping the COVID-19 spread, many are hoping to embrace the holiday season if cross-border travel is permitted. The European Union is pushing to reopen its borders to EU citizens for travel to somewhat resurrect the tourism industry. The European Commission's Margrethe Vestager says it's important to take gradual, careful steps towards normality.
People need, of course, to be able to travel between European countries. So we are giving guidance on how to gradually reopen transport links without risking the health of travellers or transport workers. Third, travellers and workers, they need to know that the places that tourists visit, that they are safe. Hotels, restaurants, beaches, other tourist sites, they need to be run in a way that minimises the risk of passing on the coronavirus.
The Commission is advising EU countries with similar infection rates to discuss the loosening of border restrictions. European Commissioner of Home Affairs Ylva Johansson says physical distancing measures and the capability of health systems must be considered.
What we want to do is to restore freedom of movement and the integrity of Schengen and allow Europeans to travel again. But to be able to do that, we need to learn how we may travel in a safe way in this new normality.
However, travellers from outside the EU will not be permitted to enter until at least June the 15th. The Swiss Justice Department says it's hoping on June the 15th the borders will open between Germany, Austria, France and Switzerland. The German border with Luxembourg will be among the first to open, and discussions are continuing about a border plan with Denmark. In response to the plans, the International Air Transport Association is urging European states to coordinate and report on its epidemiological situation to assess when travel restrictions can be lifted. Director General Alexandra de Juniac told the ABC that air traffic later this year will be at about half the capacity of 2019.
What we see is that things should come back to normal in 2023, which is later than our previous forecast, and that shows, you know, the importance and the severity of this crisis.
On Wednesday, the UK government opened up real estate viewings again, removal services, and allowed people to see a friend or family member in public at a distance. In South America, Brazil has recorded a record number of new coronavirus cases. There were 11,385 new infections confirmed on Wednesday within a 24-hour period. And demonstrators ignored quarantine restrictions in Argentina, marching in the streets to demand greater financial support from the government. Argentina has been grappling with severe economic issues, and Marianello Navarro says the crisis has been exacerbated during the coronavirus pandemic.
The situation is very critical because there are work suspensions and the workers who still have jobs have agreed to a reduction in wages. We are paid $8,500 per month, which is a long way off from the cost of the basic food basket. And the quarantine has highlighted existing inequalities because it is not the same complying with health measures in poor neighbourhoods than if you are from a wealthy family.
With rallies planned in the United States, Michigan's governor is urging people attending an anti-lockdown event on Thursday to stay safe and wear masks as protection. Also on Thursday, New Zealand entered level 2 of its COVID alert system, ending its 51-day lockdown. The number of coronavirus deaths globally is approaching 300,000. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.